You're listening to a WTAJ original podcast, Momtrepreneurs, featuring WTAJ evening anchor Amanda Kenny, stories balancing motherhood and mastering business.
Hey there, I'm Amanda Kenny. Thank you so much for listening to Momtrepreneurs. Moms are trying to do it all these days, and we know it can be tough. So we have honest conversations with moms, not only keeping the family going, but also a business. This week's Momtrepreneur has a business that's name definitely describes her. Humble and kind. Take a listen. All right, welcome to another episode of Momtrepreneurs. Today, we have Ashley from Humble and Kind Boutique in Altoona. Thank you so much, Ashley, for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So I want you to be able to plug your business. So we're going to do that at the end of the show. But first, why don't you tell me exactly what is Humble and Kind Boutique? Tell me about your business.
Humble and Kind Boutique, I came up with the idea. I had lost a great deal of weight, and I still had trouble finding clothes that were cute, affordable, fashionable, comfortable, all of the above. So that was my goal whenever I wanted to open this, was I wanted to have something for every age, shape, and size that made you feel confident and beautiful in your own skin.
So that's basically what Humble and Kind Boutique is. Mm-hmm. It's comfortable clothing, affordable clothing of all sizes.
Yes.
Okay, great. So how exactly did this come to fruition? Because you have not been open very long.
No, I haven't. It was all sort of a leap of faith. I had gone through a lot. I was planning my wedding. My father passed away. And I was just overwhelmed with everything going on. So I decided to take a step back and look at what I wanted to do with my life. And I decided that I've always loved the idea of owning my own store. And whenever it came to finding clothes, I started to do some research and I found some great companies. And I took a leap of faith and ordered and made my website. And I had a lot of people that, you know, followed along with me. And then they kept saying how they wanted to try clothes on. So the one day I was in the car and the song Humble and Kind Boutique came on, or Humble and Kind by Tim McGraw. And it was a sign from my dad saying to do it.
Oh, wow.
So I did.
That's incredible. So do you have a background in business or in design or clothing or anything?
I've worked retail pretty much my whole life. I've worked at my sister's store in State College for 7 years. And then I actually went to school for hospitality management. So a different field, but still related. You still have to interact with people and know how to handle each person differently, because every customer that walks through the door is different. So yeah, not necessarily what I went to school for, but still in the same realm.
And you just had a baby about a year ago.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And so tell me what that has been like, because we've talked to a lot of our momtrepreneurs. Their kids are usually a bit older, mm-hmm. but you were like having your baby as you were opening, is
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I was actually pregnant. I opened the store October and I was due in March, and I decided to do all of this during that time period. And I mean, it was a lot. There was times where it was stressful, but it was fun. I mean, this is my dream. So it was just sort of walking through each step, one thing at a time, and putting it all together. But the whole reason I do it is for her. I want to be able to be with her as much as possible. So having this gives me that opportunity too.
And so what is it like balancing both? Because she's about one, mm-hmm. right? So she's kind of needy.
Yeah. Yes. So I bring her here. Sometimes you come in and there's just a pack and play in the middle of the room. But I always say, you know, this is my life. So I have to bring her with me. And I mean, she enjoys it, though. Everybody that comes in, she talks and yells at them. But I try to get most of my stuff done while I am here. So when I order and things, my products, I'm usually ordering while I'm in the shop. So when I go home, that's usually my time with my family. So, I mean, I try to balance it that way. I mean, sometimes, don't get me wrong, I sit in the evenings after she goes to sleep and I'm looking at product because I can't help myself. But, I mean, I try to get as much done here as I can. So balancing it is it's not really all that hard because, I mean, she's my life and so is the business. So I just sort of combine them.
So do you think that having your own business helps with raising your daughter now? It's kind of like a luxury in a way because you couldn't really do that in another kind of job.
Right. Yeah, I absolutely do. I think of it as a blessing. I mean, every day I thank everybody that walks through the door, and I always joke and say I do a little happy dance. But whenever somebody comes in, I mean, it allows me to continue doing this. So, I mean, I love it with her and everything. It's everything that I wanted. So, I mean, I love being able to be with her every single morning, and I'm the one that can put her down for her nap, and I'm there at home for dinner. So, I mean, that's huge because in what I went to school for, that would have never been an option.
Yeah, that's true. So did you think that you would ever be a business owner ever?
No, I didn't. No, if you would have asked me even 3 years ago where I saw myself, I never would have said that, you know, this was what I would be doing, but I wouldn't change it now that it's here.
Was it really hard kind of turning into a business owner? Like, did you have any really big challenges while you were going through this?
I think my biggest obstacle was sort of finding the information I needed to know what license I needed for the state of Pennsylvania and what I needed to do to get the name under the business and just everything like that. I think that was my hardest thing, was just our Pennsylvania website isn't necessarily the easiest to follow along with, so that was my biggest struggle. But outside of that, I mean, finding a location, I had to wait until the right spot opened up, and I wanted to be in downtown Altoona in the worst way. So that I would say that's definitely the second struggle I had, was finding the right spot for the right amount of money.
And I kind of want to go back to what you said about having a hard time figuring out what licenses you needed. Mm-hmm. Did you figure out any specific type of resource that was super helpful for you, or where did you go to get that information?
Honestly, other businesses. I reached out to other business friends and just said, you know, where did you find this information? Is there anything that you could pass along to me? And that was a lot. I mean, having other local businesses that are locally owned that you've come into contact with, and I've used that to my benefit. I mean, I had the resources there, so I figured, you know, everybody's starting somewhere, so we can ask questions too.
Yeah, is that something you would recommend to anyone else who may think about starting their own business?
Absolutely.
Just reach out.
Yes. Don't be afraid to ask us questions. I mean, that it's scary. It's hard to find everything that you want. I mean, that's what we're all here for. We all support each other.
So did you have any lessons that you had to learn the hard way? Like any mistakes that you had to make in order to get where you are now?
Yes. So the first mistake I made was jumping into it and finding a location that I didn't love. I found it. It was the right amount of money. It was the right space. I had a decent amount of room, but it wasn't in the best location. I knew I ultimately wanted to be in downtown Altoona, but I took a leap of faith with the original store, and it worked out. I mean, it definitely worked out, but if I would have waited, I feel like I would have had a little bit more of an opportunity. So that was a lesson for sure. I mean, I wouldn't have opened the original spot if I would have known another option would have come along, but I'm glad I did what I did now.
Yeah. And so who is your biggest supporter right now, or has been your biggest supporter to this whole process?
My husband.
Yeah.
For sure. My husband, Corey, has definitely been followed by my mom and my father-in-law. They have all been behind me 110% of the way.
Yeah.
It seems
to me, talking to all these mompreneurs, having, you know, a really good support system, it makes such a difference.
It does, for sure. If I wouldn't have had him behind me, I definitely wouldn't have done it. I mean, he was the one that was said, you know, you deserve to be happy. You need try it. You don't know until you try it. So if it wasn't for him, I probably would not be here.
And what was the worst business and or family advice that you were given during this whole venture?
I think the worst advice that I was given was to not open the storefront. I had so many people tell me, you know, you have the online shop, just go that route because you're not going to want to take Carly to the store and, you know, have her around everybody. And that was definitely the worst advice. I think that it's great for her. She still has that interaction with people. I have the storefront where people can come in. I can make that connection with them. They get to meet Carly and see that this is truly a family-owned business. I mean, that was the worst advice by far, was not to open the storefront.
And you didn't listen to it.
No, I didn't.
You knew it wasn't good advice.
I know, yes. I decided just to do it.
Okay, so now we have some fill in the blanks.
Okay.
So the first thing that comes to mind, it could just be one word, or it could, you know, just be whatever you want to spit out.
Okay.
Being a mompreneur is?
Fun.
Fun?
Fun.
I love it. Well, can I ask you why?
Because I get to do something that I love every day with somebody that I love every day and know that my husband is behind me. So it's fun, for sure.
And so if I didn't have my business, I would be?
I don't even know. I honestly can't. I don't know that I can answer that question. Because I was in such a rough place at that point that I don't know if I would still be at the job that I was at or somewhere else.
Without my family, I would be?
Not where I'm at, for sure. I would not be here.
When I get time to myself, I?
Paint my nails.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a really good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you get to do that often?
No. But when I do, I definitely take advantage.
Yeah, I know that feeling. So the best advice to other mompreneurs is?
Take a leap of faith. Try it. Because you never know if it can be something that you would be successful at until you try.
Great advice. So I want you to be able to plug your business. So tell me all about it. Tell me where it is online and your location here, and how people can get some awesome clothes.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So I am located at 1220 13th Avenue, Altoona. It's right in between the Cathedral and Tom and Joe's. It's across from Trade Secrets. Those are my landmarks all the time. I also have an online store. It is www.humbleandkindboutique.com. And everything that I have in the store is available online, except for some locally made special items that I keep for in the store. I have women's clothing sizes small through 3XL right now, and I'm looking to add some larger sizes as well. My goal whenever I opened this was to have something for all ages, shapes, and sizes, and to make you feel confident and beautiful in your own skin, as well as when you put those clothes on and you look in the mirror, it just makes you feel great. The other thing was the affordability. Most of my items in here are under $40. I try to have that option with the fashionable side and cute side, but also affordable for everybody.
And can I ask, is that hard? Do you have to do a lot of research
for
that?
Yes. Yes, I have dug and dug and dug until I found some really wonderful websites that actually a lot of the products are also made in the USA. So that's another one that's kind of cool. But yeah, I mean, it definitely took some research to find the clothing at the good prices.
That's great. Yeah, it's a very cute store. This will be the podcast, but you have to see it in person. It's really cute. And I love that everything's affordable. All right. Thank you so much for joining me in this conversation.
Well, thanks for having me again.
Thank you. I loved it and learned a lot. And I do want to, again, thank you for being part of our Mompreneurs series. Of course, best of luck with your business. I'm super excited for you, and much love to your family.
Thank you very much. Yeah. For sure. I would not be here.
When I get time to myself, I
paint my nails.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a really good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you get to do that often?
No. But when I do, I definitely take advantage.
Yeah, I know that feeling. So the best advice to other mompreneurs is?
Take a leap of faith. Try it. Because you never know if it can be something that you would be successful at until you try.
Great advice. So I want you to be able to plug your business. So tell me all about it. Tell me where it is online and your location here, and how people can get some awesome clothes.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So I am located at 1220 13th Avenue, Altoona. It's right in between the Cathedral and Tom and Joe's. It's across from Trade Secrets. That's always, those are my landmarks all the time. I also have an online store. It is www.humbleandkindboutique.com. And everything that I have in the store is available online, except for some locally made special items that I keep for in the store. I have women's clothing sizes small through 3XL right now, and I'm looking to add some larger sizes as well. My goal whenever I opened this was to have something for all ages, shapes, and sizes, and to make you feel confident and beautiful in your own skin, as well as when you put those clothes on and you look in the mirror, it just makes you feel great. The other thing was the affordability. Most of my items in here are under $40. I try to have that option with the fashionable side and cute side, but also affordable for everybody.
And can I ask, is that hard? Do you have to do a lot of research
yes.
for that?
Yeah. Yes, I have dug and dug and dug until I found some really wonderful websites that actually a lot of the products are also made in the USA. So that's another one that's kind of cool. But yeah, I mean, it definitely took some research to find the clothing at the good prices.
That's great. Yeah, it's a very cute store. This will be the podcast, but you have to see it in person. It's really cute. And I love that everything's affordable. All right. Thank you so much for joining me in this conversation.
Well, thanks for having me again.
Thank you. I loved it and learned a lot. And I do want to, again, thank you for being part of our Momtrepreneurs series. Of course, best of luck with your business. I'm super excited for you, and much love to your family.
Thank you very much.
Thank you again for listening to this episode of Momtrepreneurs. You can check out Ashley Hinterberger's story that aired on WTAG News at WeAreCentralPA.com. Just click on the news tab and scroll down to WTAJ Originals. Thanks again, and we'll see you next week.